Ultimately, the right to free speech is the right to be an asshole. And what makes this country great is assholes.
The biggest threat to free speech is the government.
The tendency to want to create a government agency and government supervisors, that tendency seems to be very great right now, and that's the biggest threat.
The greatest threat to free speech is any person or any entity who thinks that their idea is more powerful and more important than yours and tries to take it from you by force.
The belief that civil discourse can be made better by government controlling things.
The political class does not like to have political speech protected, because they don't like criticism and they don't like being told what a bunch of jackasses they actually are.
It's well-intentioned people on the left and the right who are moralists on both sides, who have strong feelings for what is right and who want to, in our own good interest, impose it on us.
The two political parties, both of them politically correct sensibilities about them.
The media, because they never usually accurately report exactly what you say. They put their own spin. They put their own spin on the facts even until presented to another media outlet and to let them put their own spin. And eventually you get about 50% of the truth.
I've always said it was political correctness, because if you can't speak openly and freely without being accused in a reactionary manner as being a fascist, or a racist, or a sexist, or a homophobe, or an anti-Muslim, what it does is it chills free speech.
Idiocy, narrowness, provincialism.
Any attempts at curbing the speech on the internet.
All the people who are freaking out about the greatest free expression tool in the last 500 years, the internet. People think it lowers the level of discourse. It doesn't. It just lets you know the level of discourse.
Net neutrality, I think this is a huge threat to anyone who wants to be able to say what they want.
Probably apathy on the part of the public, who is probably not either educated enough or insufficiently interested in public policy.
To me, it's young people not fully understanding the history of this country and the history of the First Amendment.
To some extent, misuse of those freedoms for both malicious, partial truth purposes.
I think the biggest threat to free expression is the war on terror.
It is the concept of terrorism and the way it is propagandized by governments around the world.
We say, give me liberty and give me death, but the minute that death approaches, we are willing to sell out liberty down the river and take our chances with whatever happens to come after it.
Last question, is there anything that's too far that sort of trespasses the boundaries of free speech?
Yeah, most of the stuff on VH1.